Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house, 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out.
Lyrics.
Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 31, that M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News, which is the abbreviation and acronym for Man in the Streets. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 to be on live with your comments, questions, and concerns. If you want to send anything in for music or commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Go back on hold. If you change your mind, call back or press one. Let's get rid of some of our announcements, such as YouTube. You can check out Miss Commentary, space, Cleveland. So that's MSCOMMENTARY, space, Cleveland. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can also, like I say, Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also check out OPN Radio Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You could Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. That www.3342music.com for more music from, of course, Emacs The Image. You could Facebook Kent in Angelica. You could Facebook HH Workshop Records. You could Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. number 1. Or also on Twitter, Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2.
You can YouTube the Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. And the Common Sense Radio Show is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Before I do anything, I'll go to the phone line. I need to at least let people know the top 10 events that's going on in our community, because if I don't give it to you, I'll never get back to it. And that's just the way it is. So I apologize. Short attention span. And when people start calling in, it takes me off. So the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Big Semi Duval. Big Semi is the artist's name. Number 9, Sheriff Kilroy with the iHeartRadio interview coming up. WOVU 95.9 FM. As well as the fact that Spectrum News put the video up. The video up of their interview about myself, the community, and things going on. Number 8, Joseph P. Motley Jr. That's the YouTube page with new material. Number 7, debuting. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, which is happening this Saturday, September 5th, 2 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, episode number 215 at 7004 Hecker Avenue with the 44103. That's when we'll install our officers and all that good stuff, and it'll be a live dance party. Number 6, debuting, In apostrophe Front. In Front, that'll be Saturday, September 5th. Front Stage Drive-In Concert at Severance Mall. Plus, they'll be live tomorrow at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 5, debuting. You could Facebook CLE Nationwide Day of Action. Demand Trump /Pence out now. That'll happen Saturday, September 5th, West 25th Street, Market Square. That's what will be happening then. Number 3. No, wait a minute. We went from 5 to 4. Number 4, moving up. Facebook engagement party. It happened last Saturday, on the 4th. It happened last Saturday for Dwayne Maurice Castleberry. Dwayne Maurice Castleberry, a.k.a. Savage. It happened last Saturday for Brother Dwayne. That was the engagement party moving up. Number 3, what moved up was the Facebook Collinwood Community Mural, which happened last Saturday at the Moody Building for Black Lives Matter. Number 2, debuting, Facebook that March to Defend Black Women. The March to Defend Black Women, it had free food, had about 16 to 17 black women speakers, media, Deep-Rooted Experience Art Gallery, 7901 and Central, where people went through. It had music. It was a pretty live event, a couple hundred people there. Big shout-out to them for pulling that off. And number 1, debuting, is the trip to D.C. rally and the trip itself that left from about 141st and Barlett. They had a pre-rally for the D.C. trip. Billy L. Sharp, Urban Gill, National Action Network, Black on Black Crime, Inc., voiceofradio.com was there. I spoke about the history to the media. I spoke to them that, hey, it's 57 years later. We really can't say it's a step back because we might not have ever really had to step forward, but we were going with legislation. And a lot of people keep forgetting that Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was a reverend. And he got up off of himself and did something. And if you saw him coming with the right hand, you should be afraid of the left hand, because he might be coming to shake your hand. But in the left hand, he had legislation that he was fighting to give you and get passed. Before I go to the phone lines, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Clifford Robinson, born in 1966, December 16th, 1966 to August 29th, 2020, was an American professional ball player who played 18 seasons in the National Basketball Association, NBA, selected in the second round of the 1989 draft. He played his first 8 seasons of his career with the Portland Trail Blazers. Then he went to Phoenix Suns, Detroit Pistons, Golden State Warriors, and New Jersey Nets. He received the NBA Sixth Man of the Year Award in 1993, was selected as an All-Star in 1994, played for the UConn Huskies. But the thing about him was with Portland Trail Blazers, he basically led them to 2 finals, didn't win, but the Portland Trail Blazers were led there. He was known for the fact of the matter that, well, he did something called the Uncle Cliffy Dance when he performed a victory dance in the finals for Game 4, I believe. And it's very interesting. It was against the Utah Jazz. And the one thing about him was he played for about 466 games starting, no interruption, for the Portland Trail Blazers. He played many more games, but before he was hurt, he played, and I believe that history still stands. It was 461 games, so the history still stands for him. Also, you know we lost Chadwick Aaron Bozeman from November 29th, 1976 to August 28th, 2020. American actor. He played several historical figures such as Jackie Robinson in the movie 42, which came out in 2013. James Brown in Get On Up, 2014. Thurgood Marshall in Marshall, 2017. His role as the superhero Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic films, including Black Panther in 2018. He passed about 43 years young, something like that, from colon cancer. But here's the thing. This man himself was going through several surgeries and still played the iconic Black Panther, did his promo tour for the film Marshall, was in other cameo roles of Black Panther throughout the Marvel Universe. And then, of course, Big John Thompson, who passed September 2nd, 1941 to August 30th, 2020, who was an American college coach for the Georgetown Hoyas men's basketball team and was the first African-American head coach to win a major collegiate championship in basketball when he led the Hoyas to an NCAA One National Championship in 1984, inducted in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame and the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame. There you have it right now. I know if I didn't do it, I probably wouldn't get to it, and that would be a travesty on my part. Let's go to the phone line at 216-804. That's 216-804. 216-804, you're on live. How are you?
Oh, okay. How are you? Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm waiting to hear.
Wonderful. I'm waiting to hear. I know quite a few went to the March on Washington. And the reason I'm waiting to hear is because the first March on Washington, and I was one of the way I said to myself, how could I have forgotten? We wanted to go. We're working then at Lincoln Institute in Lincoln Ridge, Kentucky. That was where Whitlam Young junior parents were head of the education institution there. And we could not go because the students were not going, so he said he needed us. At first he had said, we could get a bus and concentrate on, you know, making plans, someone replacing us and blah, blah. It sounded good until it got near, and then he decided he could not replace us. So it was, naturally, we didn't like it, but he did get a large TV in our area and had food catered in and everything, and we did not miss Dr. King speaking and so forth, so I'm thankful about that. And so I'm hoping that the trip that they took this time was as fruitful as that one was.
Yeah, it really
or
looked the part.
Maybe somebody call in. Yeah. Somebody
really
probably call in.
Yeah, I hope
it
and pray so.
Yeah.
It looked excellent. And like I say, we were at the pre-march, like the rally that happened in Cleveland beforehand when the bus and other vehicles took off for there. And it was good to see people like Billy L. Sharp, the Urban Gill, National Action Network, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, VoiceItRadio.com. There were many people out there who got a chance to speak on what it meant to them before they left for that march. And I know for myself personally, there were a few people that I would love to hear from them. I've been watching, you know, certain videos and stuff like that and photos that came back through. So hopefully, prayerfully, we will get that. It was interesting to be able to watch it all day on Friday, and it looked like from the parents of murdered victims of police brutality to, it just seemed like a tight ship with the attorneys who spoke as well and other icons. It looked like Reverend Al Sharpton did have a tight ship. Everything ran for a couple hours straight, so it would be nice to hear from somebody in our region who went. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so, you know, I can appreciate that. Before I go to the 216-209, the 216-209, I appreciate you for at least calling in. It's been very interesting because yesterday was a busy day before going to the Defend Our Black Women march and rally. We were on, I believe, 169th and Walden Avenue, which is between Lee Road and Harvard. And the reason we were out there because it said Black Lives Matter. It was a $2,500 reward. Going up to 300, where Dominique and Devontae were shot numerous times outside a home on Walden Avenue near East 161st Street in Cleveland's Lee Harvard neighborhood early Thursday morning, July 30th, 2020. Two unknown men wearing face masks approached the brothers and shot them numerous times. No person who demands silence is your friend. So they wanted to help with information leading to the identity, location, and prosecution of the persons responsible for the murders of two brothers, Dominique King and Delvonte King. And the thing about that is when we went out there, being there was, you can't say Black Lives Matter, deal with police brutality, if you're not going to deal with it in your own community. So we all went out there with several groups, including, I believe, the Afro Dogs. There were a couple of other motorcycle groups. VoiceItRadio.com's Man in the Street was out there. VoiceItRadio.com, Hip Hop Workshop Radio Program. A lot of us headed out, and we took over the street on Lee Road. Even took a knee out there because the mom was with us, and the mom just wanted answers from the police department. And even when the police said move, we let them know we were there for a mom. We weren't there just to be there, but we're there to help them do their job and get the community to talk about what's necessary, what needs to happen. So with that being said, we were out there. We took the street for about half an hour. They had to reroute traffic around us. Thankfully, we did what was necessary, and hopefully this will make people in the community, they know something. They saw something. They can say something. Get the reward money and help a mother who lost not one but two sons at the same time. Heaven forbid. I can't even picture going through something like that myself. I'm going to go to the 216-209 209 phone line, 216209. How are you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. And, man, it's been a hectic last couple weeks just in the world in general.
Right.
I'm going to make it short and sweet. It's been a lot going on, but it's, you know, some good, some bad, but, you know, I want to focus on the good because there's so many people that's on the bad right now, and I don't know who need to hear this, but this is the perfect time now to start living out your dreams. So if it's something you wanted to do, this is the time to do it. You know how you always hear the elders say, God works in mysterious ways. Well, this is the time to start living out. Because once you do that, you know, God will start moving for you. And that's just living through experience. All right, the next point I want to get to is got some new videos up that we just did. The Fresh West and for Big Marv, a.k.a. Split. That's two videos back-to-back. It's on the Black Odyssey channel. Go check it out. Man, every day they're getting closer and closer to 1,000 views, so go check them out.
Okay.
Got some more coming up on the way. Excuse me, I'm getting a little hoarse. I've been talking all day, and, you know, everything. Yeah, so it's been helping me use the vocal cords a lot. And when you got those masks on, sometimes you raise your voice louder than what you normally do, and then it takes a lot out of you.
I can believe that.
But I don't want to, you know, regress from the point. Everybody, I hope everybody have a good week ahead because the last week was tough. And I do want to just say one little tidbit. Herschel Walker should be embarrassed and ashamed of himself because the comments that him and his son said about the young man in Kenosha, they never met this guy. How could you ever say anything that he said? And I'm going to leave it like that for all those who didn't see the video.
Right.
I don't want to speak too much on it. I'm just bringing awareness to it.
Right.
And this is one of the things we need to stop as black people or people of color. Is to stop that right there. That is counterproductive.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have a great night. I'm John from Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY, on every major platform. Go look for us. Y'all have a great night.
And I appreciate you very much because you're right about it being counterproductive. And thank you because now people need to treat their voices better, from T to you name it, because you are so right when it comes to the mask cutting off your vocals. You have to be ready for that. So I thank you so much, brother.
No problem.
All right. You know something? I think judging by what he said, which is so very important, for those who want to send in new music to emaxxradio@gmail.com, feel free to do it. Junior Porter Alfred 1969 @gmail. Send it to both things. We'll appreciate it. And from what was just said, you have to keep praying. No matter what, you have to keep praying. I'm going to send out that track to forever Danielle Woods. Got to keep that one and kick that one out because no matter what, keep praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. No matter what.
day. New rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find way to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
Drop a rhyme. Be real, poppin' wheelies. in his wheelchair. After Reese, Brother Ted, they were there. They were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show.
True.
Remember Londi, Brandon, and Josso. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect, the thoroughbred. It's time to go back. Back into rhyme,
back
to the future, back into time. Truth Cap, Space 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old Nelly's bald head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the doghouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock, and paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The terror flows from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Fool and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the back. We work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the back until we work out.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, with Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress, cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep phone flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay such a freaking high side. From crooked cops, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
Be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put the lyrics on the back to we work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the back until we work out.
And, of course, I want to let people know on Facebook, for those who saw it, Wednesday, September 2nd, Journey's First Earthborn Day Celebration. Father Ernest Dale Smith, Council President, Mother Patricia Roll. It's called Journey's, J-E-R-N-I-E, apostrophe S, first, number one with the ST, Earthborn Day Celebration. And that will be this coming Wednesday, Strathmore Avenue in East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, 4 to 7 p.m. Come say happy first birthday to Journey Renee Smith, 9220, and are from Euclid Avenue down Strathmore. That's 4 to 7 p.m. Had to throw that out there because I just hadn't gotten to it, had not announced it. I'd be remiss if I didn't do that. As I look at how everything is changing over for the better, speaking of East Cleveland, they are handling their problems because the East Cleveland police have started to become into Cleveland police. They've been chasing people out of East Cleveland into Cleveland and firing bullets and stuff. So what happened was East Cleveland police reported the pursuit that had happened. Leaders and residents shared their safety concerns over police training and their police department's chase policy. After August 27th chase ended with an officer-involved shooting, East Cleveland police reported the pursuit ended on East 105th and South Boulevard. Police said all occupants in the vehicle ran from the scene. Officers pursued on foot when a driver jumped out of the vehicle with a firearm in his hand. The male raised the weapon sideways while running from officers, and the officers shot the male. But the councilman, Nathaniel Martin, told the news, I believe it was Channel 5, that he's working on what he called warrantless pursuit legislation, which would call for restricting police chases unless it was in connection with an arrest warrant or during the act of a felony or violent crime. Martin said he'll try to negotiate a regional chase policy that would also include police departments from Cleveland, Cleveland Heights, Euclid, and Bratton. So that's what he's looking to do. Also, the issue is about integrity and the issue is about training. Make sure they go out there and do their job responsibly and righteously and fairly. And that we must stop where they are running through these municipalities, chasing people for frivolous reasons, and somebody gets hurt. How can we connect with not just East Cleveland, but Euclid, Cleveland Heights, and Cleveland? How can we make that a lot safer? But just flying down Euclid Avenue doing 65 or 70 is just foolish. And that's the main thing. Now, the East Cleveland Police Chief, Scott Gardner, did release following statements saying, he's taking steps, or I am taking steps to bring the East Cleveland Police Department into transparency with the public and council. The chair of the safety committee, Nathaniel Martin, and I have already been meeting relative to pursuits. Our current policy is recognized by the International Chiefs of Police Association as the best practice. I will reiterate my concern voiced to council. Not allowing other agencies to pursue into our city will be a slippery slope. The ability to apprehend those that break the law is paramount to a civil society. As police officers, we must weigh the danger of the public against the risk of letting a criminal go unapprehended. But Councilwoman from East Cleveland, Juanita Gowdy, also spoke and said that police training is need to help the officers better deal with the public. And if that doesn't happen, she's hoping the Department of Justice will step in and give her police department the same consent decree scrutiny currently being faced by the Cleveland Police Department. It's about the training and the safety of our community. That's the first thing I'm concerned about. And they need to be held accountable. As a matter of fact, let's just put it like this. Isn't that the same thing that we dealt with when it came to 137 shots? Marauding police force that came from the city of Cleveland into East Cleveland, and they didn't even take the time to let the citizens of East Cleveland know or the police department know, hey, we're going to back up, let you all catch these people, do your best to hold them, and we'll come pick them up from you in the morning. That did not happen, did it? No, it didn't. And that's why I'm on this 12-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because it's like the East Cleveland Police Department don't get the problems that the Cleveland Police Department went through when trying to deal with this very, I'll say, situation that was at least put out and handled. It didn't happen that way. It needed to, but it wasn't. And by it not happening that way, it caused a big murder. We're still going through the results of what happened with that murder. Nobody has paid for the murder of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. It lets you know why there does need to be a better pursuant policy in the city of East Cleveland. If you don't have that, then you'll always have the same types of problems. It's just a guarantee. My thing right now is I want to thank everybody who took the time to at least weigh in, listen online, call in, that type of thing. This show definitely is not done for just myself. Creator allowed it to be your show because you all are the ones who make it pop. Keep it lit with your ideas, questions, and concerns. Got to send this back out to D from EC. One of the reasons why for 5 years out of this 9-year run. Five of those years, did a lot for you. He did likewise. Eastside, for you. This goes out to D from EC. Excellent track, I think.
Life I chose, the air I breathe, the blood I bleed.
I gave it all to you.
I wrestle with antidepressants down by the handful, but the pills didn't lessen it. How I feel, ill spirit, low refreshingness. Went to the church for where my intellect could get. Rational thinker, but I felt something affectionate. Wrapped in the presence, so euphoric. Life, peace, and love, I'm hurting
I'm
your itch.
I'm carrying this whole vibe. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down.
stress anymore. Now I got a rest for my soul. I want everybody to know.
Just to cast out demons. Love is a mission. If you see it, you believe it. Goodwill go a long way if they need it. If I'm down, you can pick me up. If I'm filthy, clean me up. You're no longer bound. Lay your burdens down. I know you can find this love.
I'm gonna tarry in this hope I found. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you I am so free. I have no stress anymore. Now I got a rest for my soul. I want everybody to know.
I found love on a Sunday.
All my, 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 flow. All my ladies to the flow. All my ladies to the flow. All my ladies to the flow. Let me see a work, 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 work. Let me see a twerk, 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 twerk. All my, all my, all my, all my, all my. Let the ladies to the flow. Let the ladies.
About to go to the phone lines. That was Miss Cleto, half classy, half ghetto. My ladies, one thing I can say about that 216-440 representative, she was even played on Z107.9 recently and made the top of their regional list to play at least some Cleveland artists, and she was one of them. I'm going to the 216-317 phone line. 216-317. It's been a busy week. Looks like a busy weekend coming up. How are you out there?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. You have a few minutes left on the program. What's going on this evening?
Hi, my name is Taisha Kane. I'm the owner of Journeyways Ministries and Memorabilia. I'm opening up. I'm having a big grand opening this Saturday from 1 to 7 p.m. I'll be giving away school supplies, fellowshipping with the community. If there's any people out there homeless in need, I'm going to have clothes. We're giving away 50 free hot dogs and drinks to the first 50 people that show up. And we're going to do a ribbon cutting, and then we're going to shop till you drop.
Wow. Wait a minute. How did you – I'm going to ask you to give all that information again, but I have to ask, how did you come up with the name Journeyways?
Journeyway started from when I was younger. I was trying to do a business, and I came from an urban area, Cleveland, Harvard, and it was rough. And I didn't think that I would make it, and I had children young. So I started doing nails and hair and started trying to work from home to figure out ways to still take care of my kids. I was also married. So I started going into the path of ministering to young kids and women like myself. And it set into me. At first it was called My Journey. And I spoke to an older lady, and she said, how about Journey Ways? So she kind of gave me that, like, speak on how your movement is going, and it's not just you, it's everybody. So I named it Journey Ways.
That is excellent. It is excellent indeed. How can we find you on social media or contact or you name it?
At BusinessMajor86 on Instagram, and also Journey Ways Ministries and Memorabilia.
Wow, Journeyways Ministry. Can you tell me a little bit more about the business? Because ministries and memorabilia, please.
Yes, I'm also an ordained minister through the state of Ohio, so I can marry couples, and people take marriage lightly, and they think of it as just a word, and it's not just a word, it's a bond. It's a movement of two people working together and really putting themselves aside, and I learned so much through my marriage, so I wanted to step out and help couples and counsel them all the way so that they can make it through their relationship. On top of marrying them, I can make them T-shirts. I can make them mugs, cups, plates. I make my own memorabilia to go along with the program.
Wow. So, in other words, the importance of marriage being a bond, and it's something that I'm just now learning more myself. You recommend, and this might be off subject, but do you recommend counseling before two people, I'll say, tie the knot or take that plunge? Why?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because everybody has secrets. Everybody has skeletons. Everybody has insecurities. Everybody come from a broken household, and we in a society where we were raised by parents who was hurt, so we healing from our parents' hurt, our own hurt, and just life itself. So if you could sit down and see eye to eye and see if that's what you want to do, that's what I do. I counsel you before I even marry you. because I'm not signing my name on nothing, because I believe Christ said it so. And if I don't feel like it's right, or I feel like it's iffy, I'm going to say take some more time. So that's the difference with me. I'm not just going to sign my name and marry you and see you off. I'm going to walk you through it. You get a lifetime mentor, because it's not a game. It's a marriage. And it's you taking a vow before God, you letting him into your life, your marriage, and it's something you should take serious.
You know, there will probably be a few programs here or there, if you don't mind, that in the future, if not a Monday, a Tuesday, maybe even a Sunday, that we'll have to talk to you more, because what you said is like really cracking my dome. And I, for one, honestly believe at the stage of life I'm in, I could not see ever getting married without real counseling. So you just really hit upon something that is an important subject, but sometimes it's very taboo because nobody will mention that phase of it. So I want to thank you very much for what you added to tonight's program, number one. And number two, it's going to be a very busy Saturday, but I need for you to let people know from the east side, west side, north, south side, people listening who might say, I want to come into town and visit Cleveland, Ohio, to see what's going on. What is happening this coming Saturday? This Saturday, September 5th.
Yes, September 5th, we having the greatest grand opening you could have ever think of, thought of, prayed about, dreamt about. I'm giving away food. I'm touching the community. You can come with your infant or your oldest grandparent, and I'm going to make sure you're happy when you leave. It's not just about coming to get something. It's about feeling good when you leave. So come back just to see me and just pray with me. Let me talk to you. Let me help you and guide you on your journey.
Wow. And the address again is?
3216 West 65th, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Those are some hours, so I look forward to that, and thank you again so much for letting me know. I'd seen the flyer, and it was nice to meet you. You were at the school supply event, and I know that you have a lot of things coming up. So once again, I thank you so much for the knowledge that you brought, and may you have a very, very blessed remainder of your evening and a very prosperous event coming up this Saturday.
I'm honored. Thank you. You as well.
No problem. Hey, I can say, I want to thank everybody who tuned in this evening, to the people who called in and at least added to the program. I believe that the creator allows this show to be, just because this show is your show. I just facilitate it. So with that being said, we'll take our leave off. Hey, sometimes it's all right when you have to stand alone and walk alone, as long as you have faith going for you.
I walk alone. I stand alone. 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 I walk alone. I walk alone. I stand alone. Like Mitt Romney, I'm in my zone. I'm conservative, Republican, not a follower. I set my trend on my Romney. I live by faith. Creator's got me, covered by grace. Utah may be the home of Mitt. 216 zone is where I spit. I'm the AM alpha male, in fact. I'm a grown man, that's how I rap. You ain't in my lane, hold up, listen. I lost my job due to activism. Jewish owner had jealousy, got mad at me, cause I'm on TV. Can't use cash to try and break me. Y'all money hungry, that's how you fake me. In my Romney zone, you can bring it on. I can stand the heat, just sing along. I stand alone, I walk alone. 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 I stand alone, I walk alone.
stand alone, I walk alone,